Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Berlin today seeking support for a UN resolution which would allow the U.S. to start selling Iraqi oil. He's also attempting to repair bilateral relations ruptured by Germany's opposition to the war in Iraq. Powell met with German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder earlier today. NPR's Emily Harris is in Berlin. What came out of Powell's talks with Schroeder?
The U.S. was really pleased to hear that Chancellor Schroeder say that the U.N. sanctions against Iraq need to be lifted as soon as possible. That's a key step, U.S. officials say, to let them start selling Iraqi oil and then get money flowing to help the Iraqis rebuild. Schroeder said the sanctions just don't make sense anymore, and those statements could help move the discussion forward at the United Nations. There's talks continuing today on a UN resolution for post-war Iraq. But Schroeder also did say that the UN Security Council should move toward a unanimous position on this, and both Russia and France are reluctant to lift the sanctions without a clearer and stronger role for the UN. But the U.S. is very delighted to have Germany on its side on this.
Any progress on improving U.S.-German relations?
Yeah, actually, this commitment by Schroeder that Germany is in favor of lifting sanctions against Iraq was sort of the key thing Germany needed to do to keep patch-up efforts with Washington on track. So nothing got derailed in this meeting, certainly. And both Schroeder and Powell were very happy with the talks, describing them as candid, open, direct, friendly. But the Powell-Schroeder relationship's not the problem. It's really the Bush-Schroeder relationship that needs to be patched up, and it's not clear how soon that's going to happen. They've had a hard time getting along.
Was Iraq the only item on the agenda for the Powell visit?
Actually, they also pointed out ways that discussed and then pointed out later ways that Germany and the U.S. are already cooperating quite closely. The war on terrorism was one field in which Germany has been working closely with the U.S. even during the time the two countries have been disagreeing on policy in Iraq. And Powell thanked Schroeder for Germany's work in Afghanistan. Germany's currently leading the international peacekeeping force there. And actually, on that, quite interestingly, Schroeder mentioned that he thinks that peacekeepers in Afghanistan should get out of the capital, Kabul, and expand into other parts of the country. So there may be some changes in policy there coming up.
How are the Germans handling security for Powell's visit?
Quite tightly, actually. The city's on the highest alert, and obviously after the attacks in Riyadh, they don't want to take any chances here. There's over 1,000 police out in force. The streets are closed around the hotel where Powell is staying, and German press reports say that there were divers in the river that winds around near several government buildings, just looking for anything unusual. There are a couple demonstrations, the sort of anti-U.S. imperialism, anti-unilateralism message that are scheduled for later today, but they will not be in the same areas of town where Powell will be visiting.
NPR's Emily Harris in Berlin.